Look, a great place to have a lot of fun, and it happens quite often with a lot of great festivals and things happening in Curry. And is a great place to have festivals. Let's have a look at the Curry Community Festival, which is happening October 21 on the Saturday with one of the organisers, Rod Doherty. Good morning, Rod. I guess Curry, a great place for a festive atmosphere. What is it about Curry that brings these festivals back in town and making them bigger and better all the time?
From our point of view, it's community spirit. The town's been like it for as long as I can remember. I've been here 44 years. And they just keep dreaming up events, and these events keep getting better and better.
Well, Rod, I think you pretty much nailed it on the head right there. Of course, this particular Curry Community Festival celebrating 115 years of Curry. And well, you've kind of been there, like you said, for 44 of those years. So what sort of changes have you seen in the town in that time?
Well, the town's pretty cyclical. When I moved to the town was just about stone level. It was broke. Every coal mine was shutting down in the area, and the coal mines were moving on. And I moved here in 1971, and so you could buy a house basically for the race that rowing on it. And so that's why I came to Curry from Newcastle, and I've been here ever since, which is interesting because I work here as a New South Wales Ambulance Officer, and I've seen the Civic Week celebrations going on, and I thought that this is a pretty good little town. And then I joined the Curry Smelter in 1981, and after that I've become their public relations officer. I've just seen the town really take on a strong community spirit, you know, and support things like the hospital. You get 5,000 people turn up at an event where they are threatened to close the hospital down, you know. So the town does get behind things, and probably the most magnificent festival has been the startup of what we call the Nostalgia Festival in 2001-02, and it's just grown to a massive event.
It certainly has, Rod, and like you said, we've got the Curry Community Festival. They're kind of, in a way, around 6 months apart, so we've got that happening on Saturday, October 21. We know it'll be big, we know it'll be great. What can we expect there on the day?
This year, we've always had really good entertainment. We've had the ABBA show here a few years back, and this festival is 7 years old now, but it does focus on the community and it does focus on all of the school children. So what we try to do is have all the children coming out doing their particular acts and whatever, and then interspersed with that we have some major artists. And this year we've been able to get the X Factor team, Brothers Three, who have performed in Curry only recently and to a packed house. And, of course, one of our own local girls, Melody Poole, who's now an international artist and celebrity, and she's going to perform on the day. So we've got two major acts on the day.
Rod, I'd say it looks like Curry's been able to do it again. On top of that, plenty of rides, lots of stuff for the kiddies, and it will be a really great day. Fingers crossed for the weather, Rod. That's about the only thing you can't plan ahead of, but I think I better let you go and put the finishing touches on the rest of the day.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much.
Rod Doherty, one of the organisers at the Curry Community Festival. Will be a great day, I can assure you. Saturday 21 October, and we have some details at 2NURFM.com.